Dinner is served. While talking on the phone recently to another old-timer in AA, a story I had heard a long time ago came to mind. Although it is usually reserved to be used to inspire those in need of encouragement in using the program of AA in its entirety, it is also applicable to all of us. We all need the spiritual guidance that is so freely offered in AA literature, as well as the lifetime experience of countless knowledgeable people who are successfully following the program. The story is that years ago, a young man decided to leave his native country of Ireland and travel to the United States. In those days, it was necessary to travel by ship, a voyage of several days. The young man saved his money for the fare, and finally was ready to depart. He packed his suitcase with his meager belongings, plus enough bread to last him for the days at sea. Each day he would walk the deck, pausing to peer into the portholes of the dining room where the passengers were enjoying the sumptuous repast provided there. Then he'd go down to his stateroom and gnaw on a loaf of bread. By the last day of the voyage, his bread had become stale, and he wandered up on deck to stand at the dining room porthole looking hungrily in at the feast being served to the passengers in there. Suddenly a man came along and asked him, "Are you coming in to have dinner, young man?" The boy answered, "Oh no, sir. I don't have enough money. I only had enough money for my fare. So I don't have anything left to buy dinner." The man responded, "You don't need anything more. The meals are included in your fare and provided for your enjoyment every day." How many of us are standing there in front of the magnificent feast prepared for us by our Father in Heaven and turning away without accepting what is so freely offered to us? AA sets a bounteous 12-course meal before you, a meal that is proper nourishment for your every need. Everything is prepared perfectly, doesn't even need additional salt and pepper, and is dietetically planned for your special system. If only you would stop peeking in the porthole and open the door and willingly walk in. It's waiting for you with eager servers anxious to present it to you in whatever quantity you can handle. And it's free. No additional cost. You've already paid the price. So what are you waiting for? For appetizers, we have the first three steps, where we admit that we're powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable, and that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. This delightful new taste sensation is just what we need to whet our appetite for the good things yet to come. Now for the main course, we have the vegetables, which we really don't want, but they're necessary for our health. So we'll eat them, steps 4 through 7, where we take an honest, personal inventory of ourselves and then do something about it. Step 8 is sort of like the dressing on your salad. You want to be a little cautious how you use this, only what is safe and easily handled. Finally, we come to the magnificent dessert. This is the fun part. Step 10 is vital to maintaining consistency in our daily walk, and to make sure that little devil alcohol doesn't sneak up on us and take us by surprise. Of course, eventually the day arrives that fear leaves and alcohol no longer enters your mind. Steps 11 and 12 are the real frosting on the cake. This is where you have the opportunity to pass on to another suffering alcoholic the story of your return to a life of sobriety. The only way we can truly express our gratitude to our loving Father for all the benefits we have received is by passing it on to someone else. It is important, after a firm sense of achieving sobriety is maintained, that we always stand ready to help another alcoholic when asked. Once we have achieved a life of sobriety, gratitude should be foremost in our minds at all times, and we should take every opportunity to express that. For me, I shall always be very, very grateful for 50 wonderful years that have become a whole second life for me, and I thank God and AA